Welcome to episode number 284 of the Keep Up Podcast.
Where the back is the front, unless you're backwards. Then it's your frontwards.
Tim's doing the whole podcast.
Whole podcast backwards.
Backwards. I want the listeners to really understand why the audio is the way that it is.
Can you hear me right now? Am I speaking
clearly? I mean, you're right next to me, so.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you sound like you're outside.
Can we do podcast 300 backwards with British accents?
I guess.
Let's just do everything.
I'm not committing to anything
Every
right now.
Every idea we have, we should just do it.
That'll take forever. One of our ideas was to have 300 guests.
Let's do it. Dude, AI's here. We can get 300 AI guests.
What? How?
I don't know.
I'm not doing that.
Anyways, I just want everyone to look at this sweet shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a situation where the viewers really get a tasty treat.
Oh, yeah.
Namely, Tim doing...
What is wrong with you?
Tim doing some kind of, like, fashion gymnastic.
It's my interpretive dance. Also, Hootie's peeking in. There it is. Ah!
A dog just ran into the room.
It's the Hootie.
He kind of walked slow into the door, actually.
He pushed the door open, and I'm just going to be in different positions on podcast.
What is this podcast?
Yo, I'm so happy about it.
Welcome to the Keep Up Podcast, where I'm Brett and Tim is Tim.
That's me!
And what we do here is talk about all the things we consume, be it media or... a lot of food.
Let's not talk about that last one.
All right. And the goal here is to let you know if it's worth keeping on the list. We know you got a backlog. You bunch of nerds. Who cares what you've seen and what you haven't or played or read or watched or seen or watched?
Life is truly an enigma.
Who cares? Edward Nigma.
Yeah, and what Brett just said, I agree with.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Fry up a duck, cook up a cat. Would you? Dude.
The backlog is a thing that all of us suffer from. It's like diabetes. Or
I have diabetes.
Or
dude, look at that bicep,
yo,
bro.
I know. How's work going for you?
Shut up.
I tried.
Don't talk to me about anything ever.
So we're both super drunk right now.
If there's one thing I'm sick of, it's you talking to me about stuff.
It's not good, Brett, because that's what we do on this podcast.
I swear, if this podcast has anything to do with you talking to me about stuff,
yeah,
I'm out.
I wonder what I could talk about that's not stuff.
Dude, already I'm sick of it.
Already?
This is really pushing me
Can
over the
edge.
Can
you not talk about stuff?
What's happening right now?
I guess just talking about, because you're talking about the concept of
I can't even.
So you can't, I don't think you can ever not talk about anything.
It's grossing me out.
It's something.
I've reached a peak. I've had it up to here, dude.
It's pretty high up. That was nothing. All I did was comment on the thing you said. I wasn't telling you about stuff.
Listen, bro, stuff is stuff, and I don't want you to act like stuff isn't stuff.
Stuff is stuff. So we are both... I said drunk earlier.
Oh, yeah, you said we're drunk. People are going to think we're actually drunk.
No,
we ate for a food video that we did. For a YouTube video to put on YouTube about food.
And traditionally...
with tradition.
We, for whatever reason...
Tim is with child.
Likes to eat. We like to eat before the podcast.
We likes to eat before the podcast.
She you, boy.
I don't know why. I think we were worried about getting there on time and like having time to do the time.
Yeah, and the time we went, we didn't know if it was going to be busy, and good Lord, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. In fact, the location almost isn't there anymore.
Yeah, it's closing down in like
They're
2 weeks.
Shutting down!
I was surprised they had the food.
Look at this.
I wasn't happy what I just looked at.
Yeah, dude. Maybe don't talk to me about stuff.
Hootie's leaving.
What is this intern doing?
He's just walking around.
Excuse me, dog. Wow, that's crazy how he's cold shouldering me right now.
Yeah, because you're treating him like a dog.
The dog has shoulders.
Look, his tail wagged when I said his name.
Yeah, because you said it's stupid.
Hi, Hootie.
Do dogs have shoulders?
Yeah.
They have four of them?
Yeah. That's, I don't like thinking about four shoulders.
Why not, dude? Pork shoulders?
Oh.
Oh?
Oh.
Listen, if a pig has pork, then dogs have shoulders. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that I've, if there's one thing I've learned.
Yeah.
You know, it's that.
I can't comment on it. But you know what I can comment on?
Tell me what it is.
So we do a lot of food challenges.
Yeah. Don't.
What? I'm trying to get into the podcast and Brett's like, let's be say, drunk.
You know what I can comment on?
Yeah.
And then you start a whole story. The other day, I looked up how to cook bacon in the oven because you did it recently and it was delicious.
Thank you.
And I always cook it stupid on the stove.
That's not stupid.
It is because I'm fighting grease rockets and it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And they take forever and it's just a nightmare. And I looked it up and the link was like, how to cook bacon in the oven.
Perfect.
And I opened the link and it's literally like, in a minute, I'm going to show you how to cook bacon in the oven.
Literally every recipe I find, you have to scroll through a video, a life lesson, five reasons why you should cook it this
Dude,
way.
It literally, this one started with in bold. Why should you cook it in the oven? And then it had two paragraphs.
It's like, I just want the instructions. I don't know if it's like, if they're trying to be creative about it or...
It's got to have something to do with like time spent on the page or I don't know.
So you just had to scroll through everything?
Dude, scrolling, two ads.
Ads.
Why should I?
Yeah.
Why am I going to tell you how to do this? Why did bacon come from a pig? Why did just all this history?
I interviewed everyone in my family. Like, it's so crazy.
I went for a walk in the park, and here's why I think of bacon while I'm on walks. Here's the benefits.
Here's some philosophy on why bacon is bacon.
Here's why today's issues of injustice are really important. Ponder these while cooking bacon in the oven, which I'll tell you how to do in a second.
Have you thought of veganism? Well, don't. Make some bacon. Like,
why you should consider being vegan. And then it ends with like, but if not, in a minute, I'll tell you.
Watch my 7-part YouTube series to get to how to cook bacon.
I know what you're thinking. When are you going to tell me? Right after I explain the reasons why the Cold War was a good idea.
You can probably get some good lessons on that. So did you figure it out?
Yeah.
And how'd it come out?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Oven bacon's good. You do run the risk of it being kind of floppy.
It was a little floppy, but I didn't mind that. You probably like yours extra cooked.
You know what's funny? Bacon?
What?
Not really.
Shut up.
I'll take it crispy.
Yeah?
But it's not what I prefer.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I like it like right on the cusp of being floppy, but right on the cusp of being crispy, like perfectly in the middle.
I didn't know that about you.
Brett just pulled up a whole article on the Cold War, and maybe he was setting up a joke, but I ruined it by pointing it out.
No.
You just want to make sure it was real?
I knew it was real. I just have no idea what it was about.
Come on. I took a class on 1960s. So
you
I
did?
Know. Yep. Cold War. Dude, it was really cold.
Was it?
During a war.
Shut up.
No, it was all about the nuclear warfare in America.
You say nuclear?
Nuclear. Nuclear?
Yeah.
Nuclear.
No.
Nuclear.
So what were you going to say?
I know. I've walked into this Brett trap many a times.
What? No, I'm not.
Where you interrupt again and again and again.
No, I just wanted to, because you said, you know what else I can something?
Oh my God, you took me so far away from that.
You can get back
I guess
there.
It's related to bacon.
What?
Food.
Yeah.
Content creators.
Right.
Many, many of them are being a mixture of outed and people are not believing in them because what they do is make obnoxious meals. And what people assume or what people have proven is they take a bite and spit it out. And they do it with like a ton of their food. So it's like, I don't know how much of a big deal it is right now. I was just reading about it the other day and how there's like a lot of prominent food, like TikTokers and stuff like that. And they would eat these crazy meals, either gigantic or like flavor wise would be insane, spicy, whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess what the method is they take a huge bite and they cut it. And they take the next bite and then cut it, take the next bite. Mm-hmm. But you don't see them like chew.
And
swallow, so the
the
assumption slash proof, again, depending on who you're looking at, is that they spit it out.
Yeah.
And I can't fathom. I mean, I get it. Like if you wanted to make an obnoxious video to have people.
I yawned. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm not offended by it.
I'm weighed down by the decisions we've made earlier today.
I will never forget. I'm going to go off on another tangent here related to the yawn. I yawned during, it was like seventh grade, and I yawned while my teacher was doing some like boring lecture.
Yeah.
And he called me out in the class and said, "Am I boring you?" And I was so just like, I was like 7 a.m. I'm a teenager. I'm like, shut up.
You should have been like, "Yeah, dude, can you talk about anything else?
can you be any less annoying?" And I don't remember what I said because it was seventh grade. It was like our second week of the year. And I was just like getting used to it. And we were moving the next week. So I didn't even like this. The whole thing didn't need to exist.
It's so dumb.
But that always makes me think if someone yawns, like while I'm talking to them, I will never get offended because I know how I felt when someone called me out on it.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to yawn, Brett.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call you out even harder for yawns now that I know that there's some trauma directly tied to it.
You're
going
to trigger me.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you think our food challenges will ever get to the point where we'll spit it out?
Ours? No.
To eat everything?
No, I think partially because we're not like part of the fun in ours, I think, is that we're not like professionals,
right?
You know, so it's like, it's like a, hey, how far can a couple normal dudes
get? How far can average Joes get?
Not particularly skilled in what is now considered a sport.
Yes.
Also, because that's the interesting thing. I'm not surprised that people would do it because we've talked about this, like trying to get views online does have benefits, whether they're financial or just popularity wise or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this the other day because I've been scrolling on Instagram. I've been getting way more like, I guess competitive eaters, but just, like food challengers, mm-hmm. I guess, like eating. I saw one the other day that was like eating 30 Costco muffins or whatever.
Oh.
And a lot of the comments were like, I really hope this food, because that's the thing people are getting upset about too, is if you're spitting this out between takes, like, I really hope you realize how much food you're wasting.
Yes. Yep.
So people are getting upset about that. And apparently this particular creator, I don't remember his name, I apologize, but he streams his food challenges and then cuts them to make a reel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a symptom of short form media that we're seeing these edits. You're not going to see the whole thing unless you speed it up. Like Eric the Electric does that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's going to be cuts in there. I think a lot of the, I don't know. It's just very interesting to me that it's definitely become its own genre. Maybe it has been for a while. Like obviously like mukbangs and, I guess food challenges in general have been a thing for a long time at this point. But now the fact that it's like a sport, there's a whole like genre of YouTubers that are doing it. And there's like, you know, people that are known as the best at it. So now it's a whole thing. So of course you're going to get other like up and comers.
Yep.
And some of them are going to be fake, I guess.
Because like how easy is it to just turn off the camera after every bite and spit everything out and then like pretend you're still chewing or swallow? Because there are people who will fast forward it while they're chewing.
Yeah.
And that's usually a good indication they're telling the truth. But it's just an interesting thing that like...
Even, like a time lapse, you're saying?
Yeah. They'll do a time lapse and they're chewing through it quickly. But it's just an interesting thing that like no matter what it is, people always find ways to cheat it. And not be legit. And I don't know. It's just an interesting thing because I'm like, one, you're wasting the food. Two, you're lying to everybody, just to make some money. I don't know if I'll ever understand people and what they think, but.
Yeah, it is unfortunate the sort of enabling that the internet has allowed for just dishonesty in general.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to remember what it was. I saw something yesterday and I was like, it surprised me. And then I was like, oh, shoot, this is probably fake. I forget what it was.
That's true, though. Like, a lot of, like, argument videos and things that, like, you see, like, people yelling at each other are fake and, like...
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I'd rather it be fake than people really fighting, but...
Oh, you know what it was, actually? It was something like that. It was a guy gets in a taxi and, like, tests his, like... little sister's allegiance to her sister or something like that. Like the whole setup was this guy's getting in a cab and then like hits on the driver or something like that to see if the sister-in-law would like call him out on it or whatever. You get the gist. That's a terrible description, but it was a thing. It was a guy and a girl and another girl, whatever. And he was supposed to be disloyal and see if the sister-in-law would call him out. And it was so staged, like very poorly acted. And all the comments were like, oh man, that's a good person right there. Like, she's totally in the right place. Like, all these responses to what people thought was a real thing.
Yeah.
And it just made me think about how there's probably, it's probably getting skewed what people actually believe. Mm-hmm. Or skewed maybe isn't the right word, but people are becoming more trusting and less discerning about what's fake.
Yes.
Like, more people are starting to believe, like, fake stuff. And maybe I'm wrong, because I do see a lot of comments and stuff that's like, oh, yeah, this would be cool if it wasn't staged. Mm-hmm. But that's a weird new, like, genre of video, too, where, yeah, like, you know, I don't know.
I'm, yeah, like, staged, dramatic, like, reality show things. That's all,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's reality show. Yeah, yeah, you're,
and,
right. It is an extension
smaller,
of that.
Smaller forms.
Yeah. Weird.
It's kind of like the
Darman,
yeah, that guy. Because his videos are all about, like, people being way over the top, mm, and obnoxious about these scenarios, yeah, and then a lesson learned at the end.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, the short form content that we see on TikTok is like a short version of that. And, yeah, I don't know. You're right, though. I think a lot of people are either, like, they all judge it. You'll see the top comments are all very judgmental. Or, yeah, people, since it's so short, they just won't even think anything of it and be like, wow, that was crazy. To the next video.
That's crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I have no desire to stage a video that's like, younger brother shows older brother how to respect mom. Yeah. And, like, you know, we walk in and I'm like, mom, shut up. And you're like, hey, you're not going to talk to her like
that.
Don't
say that to our mother.
And then I'm like, what are you going to do about it? And then you shove me and I'm like, whoa, dude, I'm sorry.
You literally just made a whole video. That's
we should
it.
Make it and see if people think
see,
it's
that's
real.
The thing. Now we're making fun of it, but then we're going to make it and it's going to do well.
Do it.
That's the worst part.
I just want to do it to see if people will be like, oh my gosh.
I can't
all the comments
it.
Are like, little brothers. I get hate. I get canceled. They're like, this is the idiot who disrespected his mom on the
can't
internet.
Believe, I know. Is that how you want to be remembered, Brett?
That'll be what takes off.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
It only takes one.
I don't think our food challenges will ever get to the point where we're pretending, especially now we've put out too many that we've failed.
Yes.
That people will be like, wait, they're all of a sudden just crushing
winning?
These challenges.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know how we could do it. No, the I way don't... we film and everything.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't want to anyway.
No, me neither.
No. Wait, I don't want to waste the food.
No.
Even though we do because we don't eat it all.
But then you can eat it later.
Right, exactly.
Remember when we did the McNugget challenge?
Yep,
and then
they did not go to waste.
They didn't. We ate them like 2 hours later.
It really was so strangely soon after.
Yeah, it was so weird. I don't know why we did that. That's silly business, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you about.
You had something else in the notes.
Dude, I did?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my... Dude, all right. Are you familiar...
I can't wait.
Are you familiar with Krusty's?
No.
Bro, it's a pancake batter, like a mix called Krusty's.
Don't say pancake.
Oh, sorry, bro. Oh, I didn't mean to. Oh. I didn't know. So I've seen them.
Krusty's.
I've seen it before, and like I've always thought, like, who named these? Because first of all, there's nothing like if someone said they had a Krusty pancake, I get. Like, sometimes if you cook it real perfect, just yeah. The edge might have, like, a little...
I'm not looking for Krusty pancakes.
No. So, look, they're called Krusty's.
They're not spelled how I thought they were going to
be spelled.
No,
it's Krusteaz. If you guys look it up, you may have seen it. Like, I've seen this blue box mm-hmm. a lot, and I've just never really, like, registered it,
yeah.
like, what the name is, because I actually think it kind of blends in and looks bad on the box. Even though it's red on blue, I don't know, I just don't like it. Am I boring you?
I felt it coming. I was like, I gotta do it.
Dude, the food must be getting us.
It's when we're like tired.
It's not late.
No.
When's the last time we both yawned on a podcast before we got to our first category? Ridiculous.
We ate a lot. So what about Krusty's here?
All right, so it's called Krusty's.
Yeah.
That's bad enough. the other day, the kids and I are watching, I think, some YouTube video, and... an ad came on for it, and it was like these kids having a slumber party or whatever. And the slogan at the end of it was the woman goes, "Make sleepovers crust easy."
Oh,
dude,
no,
who approved that, and what does it mean?
Crust easy,
bro.
Oh,
I don't like it, but it sounds
no.
terrible.
Make sleepovers crust easy?
Make sleepovers crust easy.
There is no scenario where that works in any regard.
No, I don't like it at all.
No.
And like calling them crusties.
It's already a mistake.
It's already bad. But then I heard it in a slogan and I was like, that should make it better. Like if you're going to put a tagline in an ad, you should make me be like, okay, yeah, it kind of works there. But it didn't. I was like, that sounds awful.
No.
And I get what they're saying, you
know. Make it a crust easy night. There's no good slogan that
you
can use.
The crust part. I know they're trying to lean on the easy.
Would it make it better if it was like, I don't know, like a pizza crust or something? Would it not affect your...
I think it's because it's spelled with a K. It just feels offensive.
Yeah, it looks just wrong. Like an off-brand, like...
Crust with a K?
all the pancake things are weird. Like Bisquick?
That's not bad, though.
No, I know, but it...
Mixed sleepovers,
Bisquick. Why do pancakes have such weird names?
I don't know.
Bisquick crusties.
Make breakfast... Bisquick and easy. That's better than crest easy.
Bisquick upon a star as you sleep over your friend's
what?
House. I don't know.
No, quick is already a word.
Nobody's
quicking upon a star. What does that mean?
Bisquick. Have a nice bisquick before your dinner.
What is he trying to do, guys?
Trying to make a slogan for bisquick.
I feel like Tim's not here with me anymore.
I've been here the whole time.
You guys could message me on Instagram and let me know what you think Tim is doing. Crust easy. I think if it was, that's a good question. If it was a different product. Yeah.
What if it's like toe fungus removal?
Way worse, for sure.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
You think so? I like it better. If it removes your toe fungus by making it crusty, then you chip it off after the sleepover, works.
I think what they need to do first and foremost is remove the make sleepovers part. Can we just talk about breakfast or like make the scenario way more specific than just a sleepover?
Just a sleepover.
Make sleepovers crust easy.
Yeah. Cause even if you like crust easy, what is that?
They're just trying to...
You want nothing to crust easy.
They're like, oh, we have this terrible product name. How do we make crusties sound good? Easy.
Have some crusty pancakes.
But what?
Have some crusty pancakes.
No.
Okay.
It's bad. Why is it pancakes?
I don't know.
It should be another product.
I wonder what the story is.
I can't talk about this anymore.
Yeah. Plus it's pancakes.
Fantastic. Let's go to movies.
Okay.
Ooh, let's go to the movies.
Welcome to the movies where your eyes witness the movie screen. Yeah! You know what I miss?
What?
When you used to go to the movies.
When I did?
All of us, I guess, collectively. Okay. And the roller coaster popcorn intro. Do you remember that?
What are you talking
like
about?
Like before the movie starts and you're like riding in the roller coaster and there's
things.
That was my favorite.
Was it a spaceship? Eventually?
At some point.
Didn't it go like...
Probably. I just remember like there was popcorn.
Cinedigm.
That's gone too.
I know.
A new paradigm in cinema.
A new. There wasn't a slurp.
Yeah. Well, it like sucks in after. It's like being sucked away. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. But what they have right now, I don't want to see Nicole Kidman.
You kind of want to see Nicole
Kidman. Well, it's over now. They got rid of it. It's a new one.
I just saw it like a week ago.
Well, it's over. Mm-mm. They said they were removing it.
She's there every time I get there.
What does she say? She says a lot of things, but like...
You know what's funny? I was just talking about this the other day. Because we watched... what did we watch? Batman Forever.
Ah.
And Kidman's in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Rach and I had a discussion about the women of Batman movies after that. And it's wild because she's so young in that. That was... I mean, everyone. Jim Carrey. Yep. Like, it was a long time ago. And... I was like, what other movies do you think of when you think of Nicole Kidman? And maybe that's a ridiculous question to a lot of people, but to me, I'm like, I don't know what movies come to mind when I think of her.
The Others.
Oh, that's right. She's great in that.
I think of The Others. It is crazy because she is in a lot, but nothing like springs to mind. The Others is because she's on the cover.
Right.
She was in Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I know she's in it, but
it's a very out there movie anyways, but
the only thing that came to mind for me, I was like, she's in the AMC intro. And Rach was like, what? And I was trying to explain it to her. And going off what you said, like, I can't think of a single thing she says in it, but I've seen it a million times. She says like, we make movies.
Yeah. The one thing I always make fun of is she goes, sometimes heartbreak feels good in a place like this. And it kills me every time.
That's right. That's a good one.
It's so funny. But yeah, it's...
That's poetry. What are you talking about?
I know. It's great. It's great. But yeah, I couldn't tell you. I've seen it 100 times, and I just... Like, it's more funny to just make fun of seeing her, like, face, but I don't know. I don't know what she said.
That she's just always
she's
there.
She's just there.
I think she says, when you're here, you're family.
Nope, that's Olive Garden. Or Papa John's.
Same thing, dude. It's not Papa John's, it's Olive Garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had to make sure.
You didn't have
My
to,
chair's dude. So squeaky.
Yeah, don't move around in it, dude.
Brett.
What?
Many things happen at the movie theater.
Excuse me.
Sometimes you watch movies.
Right.
And sometimes you miss the movies in the movie theaters.
That's correct.
And they get put on a compact disc.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be VHS. Mm. Then it was a DVD.
VHS was not a disc.
Well, I'm just saying. It was VHS, then it was a disc. Well, technically before VHS.
Yeah, technically before that.
It was Laserdisc. And then, yeah. Anyways, mm-hmm. all that to say,
yeah.
I recently watched Bedazzled on DVD.
Right.
DVD. One of the first DVDs we've ever owned.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we still have the original copy right under Scream 3, which was one of the other first DVDs we've ever owned.
I can see it's alphabetized.
Yes.
Scream 3, Bedazzled, Hellboy. It goes right in order.
And you know what's funny? Some are Blu-ray, some are DVD. Oh, I've given up on that.
It is absolutely getting worse the longer I look at it.
Dude, even worse. Like, we get Blair Witch, Cat Dog, King of the Hill.
Oh, wow.
Jaws. But those are DVDs.
And then it switches to Blu-ray, the Snyder DC universe.
Partially.
Then Ex Machina, one of many John Wicks. Of which I know you own others.
Do I? I don't think so.
All right, maybe I'm wrong. You get the Dark Knight, American History X, Avengers, and then the... Wait, that looks partially alphabetized right in the middle of everything.
So Blu-ray, it was alphabetized, and then I bought...
This is a nightmare to look at. I hate it so much. Like the Bs, but then... Okay, I know you have the Dark Knight under B for Batman, right?
Right.
But and then you just have Wanted.
And then Deadpool and Avengers. There's another Avengers farther down under, I think it's Endgame or Infinity War.
I can't look at this anymore.
Above Deadpool is Avengers, but then there's Avengers farther up. I have AVP on DVD or a Blu-ray. Here I am trying to watch them streaming. I could watch behind the
you
scenes.
You have, they're like eye level dead center.
They are. I didn't know I had them. Here I am trying to watch movies.
Yeah.
Anyways. Bedazzled on DVD. Here's right. the thing.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Back in the day, mm-hmm. and still currently, but not as much, these would be creative little, they would have creative little adventures before you get to the movie, where mm-hmm. you can play movie.
Yeah.
And you could check out the extras, scene selection,
the
all that stuff.
The menus were fun.
Yes, the menus were a good time. And in Bedazzled specifically, when you start, you get four options, and they're related to the different forms that Brendan Fraser becomes in the movie, because he makes wishes with the devil. It's a fun movie. Anyways, I'm not here to talk about the movie. I'm here to talk about the main menu.
Right.
So you pick whatever menu, you go to extras,
uh-huh.
you go to page 2 of the extras,
mm-hmm.
Because this is what I do. If I pop in a DVD, I go through the full experience.
You gotta
do
that.
I go through the extras.
I support that.
I go through everything.
Yeah.
And so what this movie has is a secret, an Easter egg. So you go to the second page of the extras menu,
okay.
you go down a couple slots, and you turn right, and a little... A little angel slash devil will appear on the shoulder.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yes. Whoa. She shows up on the shoulder of herself, of the character. And you click that, and it leads you to a deleted, a 10-minute segment of one of the wishes that they didn't put in the movie. But it was it's an R-rated segment that, for whatever reason, I guess they didn't put in the movie because it got turned into PG-13.
Oh, it did?
And so they just couldn't find a place
for it. How would you ever find that?
Just
by
scrolling
around?
Yeah, that's just scrolling through the menu. But yeah,
that's so cool.
So you click that, it takes you to the menu, and it warns you. It's like, warning, this is a 17-plus segment. You know, make sure there's no family in the room while you watch this. Like,
dude,
they warn you.
How bad was it?
It wasn't bad. It was just like sex, drug, and violence. That's all you need.
Whoa.
Because he was a rock star.
Oh, right.
But they removed the segment from the movie. But this leads to my question. Have you ever found any, like, secrets? Or are there any specific, like, cool extras from DVDs that you, like, really liked or remember? I have a couple other than that one, but...
I don't think I ever came across any secrets, but I do remember how... So my favorite all time on DVDs in general mm-hmm. was I always would look for a gag reel immediately.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And... whenever there wasn't one, I was like, what are they doing? Because you know they're out there.
They must have messed up in funny ways.
But maybe it's just like the trouble of editing it. But I wanted a gag reel first and foremost. But then I remember being excited too because everyone was so different. And what a bummer it was when it would be like play movie, deleted scenes.
Yeah.
And like that's it.
Right. There's like no
play movie scene selection is even worse.
Yeah. Play movie scene selection and setup. That's the killer
and
trilogy.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing.
It's so terrible.
And the menu itself, because you can get really creative and like have extra options, have like things move. And sometimes they're literally just like a profile picture of like whatever the main character is or a monster in it. And then a little tiny screen in the corner playing scenes from the movie.
Yeah.
And that's the menu. And I mean, hey, at least there was something.
Yeah.
But I want Godzilla's foot to like smash in front of the screen. Yeah. And there were really some creative ones out there.
Yeah. It's funny. It's even worse now if you buy DVDs of like, I've bought some collections recently.
Yeah.
Like I got one, or no, Bailey got me the Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison on DVD. And it's funny. You put it in and it's just like Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. Like you just pick one.
You just
and
pick
it plays.
One and it plays a movie.
But I do remember a couple. I think Underworld had this. A couple started having music videos for songs that were specifically on the soundtrack, and I remember thinking that was super sick.
Resident Evil had one for Slipknot, I think.
Yeah.
My Plague or whatever. Mm-hmm. I remember that being cool.
That's right.
Shrek. Shrek 1 is one I played a lot as a kid because that had a bunch of games. There was like a trivia show, trivia like quiz show. There was a maze. There was like a first person maze, and you would like
That's
go through.
Awesome.
It was super creative. So I want to go through some of the DVDs I have and see if they have like cool secrets and stuff like that.
Yeah, you have a lot.
Not in the correct order though.
No.
Do you think Blood Diamond has a cool menu?
That's got a gag reel for sure.
It's got but yeah, this is just a PSA to people out there. If you got DVDs, you might find some secrets on them. You might find some secrets. Bedazzled the Keeper. It was funny. It was
I haven't seen it forever.
Very sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think I remember. I used to have a pretty hefty crush on Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's nice.
She's nice.
She's a friendly young lady.
She's a good lady. I haven't seen her in much, though.
No.
I don't know what she's in, honestly.
That might be... The first time I ever saw her was in Austin Powers.
Right.
And then Bedazzled. I feel like there was one other one, but maybe not.
No.
That I saw regularly. I mean, I know she's been in other stuff, but do I know that, though? That's the question.
You assume, and assume is half the battle.
That is true. That's what they say about it.
That's what they say.
You know, speaking of movie things that are old, maybe. We watched Batman Forever the other day, like I mentioned.
Nice.
And Rach and I were talking about, while we were watching it, actually, okay, let me back up a little bit. We talked a little bit about this on Cricket City this month, which is our Patreon podcast, if anyone's interested in that.
In video form.
Yeah, there's a video now. Batman Forever. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. Batman Returns.
Uh-huh.
I was watching that, and Rach was like, man, I miss when this was fun. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, I'm just like burnt out on the superhero stuff. And I remember watching these and like seeing them over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, Forever was the one that she like grew up watching. And I remember watching that and Batman and Robin. And I know I saw the first two, but these felt like relatively fresh. Like I just can't remember the last time I watched them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were watching Forever, we were pointing out all the things that are like super silly about it. Mm-hmm. Like this is when it goes from Tim Burton still produced Forever, but it's Joel Schumacher. It's very cartoony.
Okay.
Like they added like bonk, crazy cartoon noises over, especially like the Riddler.
Do you think it's because they were trying to sell toys and make it more for kids?
I don't know. Maybe, because I will say Returns felt like pretty adult.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the things that were said, Penguin is an incredible villain. Danny DeVito is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the reason he's such a good villain is because he's so gross. Like some of the things he says and some of the things he does are pretty over the top. And like things that would probably go over kids' heads definitely went over mine because I don't even remember hearing them. And I think when you see stuff like that as a kid, you just forget about it because you're like, I don't even know what that means.
Right, it doesn't make any sense.
But that felt like super dark and grounded in kind of a scary way. Like, oof, if this was real, that'd be like... And Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman is so sensual.
Yes.
So that's like pretty over the top as well. The best. So she's so good in that movie. Like
the best Catwoman. Were you gonna say it, dude? Halle Berry. Hello.
Shut your mouth.
I can't believe you would skip
that.
The queen of Catwoman.
Do you remember the basketball scene?
That's the only scene worth remembering. Yeah, it was perfect.
Who filmed her? Who was like, if you guys don't know, the Catwoman movie is so bad. There's a scene where Halle Berry's playing basketball, and at one point the camera is just on her butt. Like her butt takes up the whole screen. And while she's dribbling, I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's been so long since I've seen it. I think you're supposed to be like in first person of like the guy she's playing with.
Yeah.
So you're seeing his perspective, which is just her butt bouncing like the basketball back and forth.
It's so ridiculous.
It's the worst. It's the worst. It's very, very bad.
It's funny how insane of a movie that is anyways.
It's wild.
That it existed.
Right.
Yeah.
There's stuff from that era like... Yeah, superhero movies were getting weird, and that was definitely like, wait, what are we doing
it's
here?
It's like, where are we?
But that kind of brings me to somewhere near my point.
Yeah.
Is when we were watching Forever, and this kind of goes for Returns as well, because that Catwoman and that Penguin are so, so good, but they're both like pretty crazy. Like the way Catwoman just comes to be, and like she... Yeah, it's just there are some wacky ideas, but they're all acceptable in the walls of the movie.
Yeah.
In Batman Forever, I found two versions of things that are over the top, but in some cases they seemed okay. So
okay.
Jim Carrey's Riddler, when he is the Riddler, he has short, like flat top pink hair.
Right.
And then when he's not the Riddler, not like he's not the Riddler for half the movie and then his hair changes, like in and out of scenes progressing throughout the movie, he has like long enough hair to like brush back and bring down to like his lower neck in the back, and he's just a straight brunette.
Is it like a wig?
I don't know.
Is his character wearing a wig?
No, the character looks like he has shaved his head into a flat top and dyed it pink every time he's the Riddler. But it'll be like a scene of him as the Riddler and then a scene of him as just Nigma.
Yeah.
And he's just got his regular brown hair that's definitely too long to have in like a pink flat top.
That's really weird.
It is weird, but it felt a little bit like, it's just kind of a fun choice they did, whatever.
Yeah.
Then there are other scenes.
Well, you don't want people recognizing you.
No, but it's like... That nobody was like, well, wait, how is he cutting his hair and growing and it out growing like a week later or a day later?
I can only imagine it's a wig. In-universe explanation is he has a wig that he either puts on...
When he's not the Riddler?
I guess so.
Because he has long hair first.
Yeah.
And then...
Becomes the Riddler.
Yeah.
But then goes back to being normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
so
people
don't know
who he is or whatever. So there's that stuff, and Rach and I were discussing like how that feels like an old-timey like movie thing where it was cartoony, but I was like, man, this is what they're going to do with the character, you know? But then there were other things where he like walks into Two-Face's lair at one point, and he has this invention, and he walks in with nothing but like his Riddler cane and being all Jim Carrey-esque. And he's like, I want to show you this new invention. And in Two-Face's lair that he just walked into, with nothing in his hands but his own cane, are two copies of the machine he's built that he just walks over to and he's like, let me show you. What? And Rach is like, how'd those get there? I'm like, what? And she's like, those are his machines. And I was so confused because I was like, how did he get there? How did they get there? I don't understand what's happening. So that just felt like something that was overlooked.
Yeah.
And I guess my overall point is like that movie and Batman and Robin are seen as like the kind of like redheaded stepchildren of the Batman.
Yeah. Black sheep would be the appropriate.
You can't say that anymore.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the... I don't think that's allowed to be said.
I mean, it feels way too specific to be okay.
It's Yeah, because like...
I mean, I wish you helped me out. I paused for long enough.
Well, I thought you were just looking for the word black sheep, but I was like, he'll find it. He'll find it. I trust him. And instead he said that.
Isn't that a thing people say?
No, it is. It might be one of those things that was like okay in 2010. It might not be okay anymore.
Well, I'm talking as if...
Like the shirts that you wear under your t-shirt, wife beaters.
Dude, you can't say that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're not called that anymore. They were called it at one point.
I just don't refer to them anymore. I just don't talk about those shirts.
Tank tops is what you go with.
Apologies to any redheaded stepchildren.
It's so...
Whatever.
Hey, at least we both said bad things.
Whatever.
Brett, don't end the podcast.
The movies are sometimes they forget things. And
so sorry.
Some stuff is stupid, but some stuff is maybe not as stupid.
Brett, you can say it. If I offend the blind community, you can offend the redheaded community.
I didn't mean to.
No.
It does certainly imply that...
There's something wrong with redheaded stepchildren.
Are not okay.
It is.
It's so specific.
It is. It is. It is like.
That's so mean.
It really is. I get what you mean. I get the.
I don't think I've ever used it before. Why was it the only? Why didn't you just say black sheep for me?
I thought you would have got it. I blame the pancakes. Well, if you're going to cut this out, we can just jump right into...
Should I?
I think it's funny.
Whatever.
Brett, it's our own podcast.
Yeah.
Now, if we get popular 5 years from now and people go back and listen, they're like, what the hell was he talking about in this episode?
I feel like people know... You know what it is? You know why I think that's not a thing? Probably nobody says it. I never say it.
No.
It sounds like a defense now, but I literally cannot tell you a time I've ever said that. But we've been around long enough that there are new generations who probably never even heard that.
No.
Then they hear me say it and they're like, what did he just say?
What the heck was that? Sounded like derogatory and hate speech. Dude, it's a lot. I think that's a remnant of our old family parties we had, which were not racist.
I mean.
Or sexist. Well.
I mean, not.
I think a lot of people recognize that our the previous generation said a lot of things that we just all kind of continue on in life and try to grow from.
Right.
And so that is, I think, a remnant of something like our uncle would say, and we picked it up as kids because we overheard them. And Brett, nowadays,
Tim's like a witness at my trial right now. I've known Brett my whole life.
I'll write you a letter and say you don't deserve the punishment. Be on your side. Well,
I don't know.
Do what you want. Brett edits this. So if he removed this whole segment, at least it was fun for us.
Right. All I was saying is the goofy Batman movies are kind of fun.
And what was Rachel saying?
Who knows, dude? I don't know.
Yay, verily.
What else were we going to talk about in movies?
I watched all the Omen movies.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Here's the thing. The first Omen was made in 1976.
Yeah, you hate the 70s.
So it's got that 70s stank hard. I turned it on. I was like, oh!
You're like, oh no!
Not the 70s! So, that being said, as far as 70s movies go, and my hatred towards them, and the stank that they give off, it was pretty solid.
Really?
Pretty solid.
Okay.
Yep, I was... my mindset when I watch like older horror films and comparing it to like the newer things, because I also saw the newest Omen, the first Omen, which is the prequel to the actual original Omen.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Bad name.
Oh, yeah, it's called the first.
Right, bad name for it, I think. But
I mean, it's kind of appropriate. Oh no, because you can't say I saw the first Omen.
Right. You can, but it doesn't mean you saw the original Omen. Now you have to say the original Omen. Technically, there's a remake of that Omen, too. So
that's right.
So you had to be very specific.
Holy
so, Yeah, one of the things that was striking between the first Omen and the original Omen, mm-hmm. And one thing I like to note or like to see in a lot of older horror movies is like how gory they get and like what was considered scary at the time.
Yes,
and how far they could go with gore. Mm-hmm. So like the '70s, my expectation for gore was minimal. I didn't expect to see like people get ripped in half and decapitated and things like that. That happens.
Interesting.
That happens in the movie.
Interesting.
So there are definitely some gory moments that I was like, oh, delightful. But yeah, the story itself is pretty interesting. It's about a family that has a child, and the child may or may not be the Antichrist, and crazy things start happening around them. Hmm. And it's interesting because the crux of the trilogy, before we talk about the first Omen, is it's people discovering that Damien is as evil as he is.
Okay.
And the whole reason you watch is like, is he going to get caught? Kind of like Dexter, where you're like wondering if Damien will get found out. And if he does get found out, like what will happen?
What happens? Yeah.
So yeah, throughout all three movies, you're dealing with people getting closer and closer to figuring out who he really is. Mm. So that's kind of the fun thing through the trilogy, because Damien gets older throughout the movie. So he's a 5-year-old, 13-year-old, and then like,
so you watched
37.
1 through 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the past 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause I saw the first Omen, mm-hmm. and I didn't remember any of the other Omens. I think I might've seen them, but at least the first one. But yeah, so then I originally watched the first Omen, and it was good. It was way more violent than all the other ones. Very much. There was one scene in particular that I didn't know you could actually show in an R-rated movie, but they did it. So
wow.
It was very graphic, and not like it was about the human body, uh-huh. let's say. But I guess you can show it in movies nowadays, at least in this one.
The original one, was as surprisingly gory as it was.
Yes.
They're probably trying to keep in step with that.
Yeah, and I think they hit the mark, at least with one scene in particular that I won't say what it is, but when you get to it, you'll be like, woo! You'll
be like, oh, this is the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the movie itself's good. It's a little spooky religious romp.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar to Immaculate.
Okay.
Almost like the same story beats at times.
Really?
So it was really weird to see them back to back, because I'm like, I just saw all of this.
That is weird.
Huh. But I, oh, now that I'm saying that, ooh. I don't know which one I liked better.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're both very similar in tone and gore and story, and it's really, really weird. Anyways, I enjoyed it, though. It's definitely a keeper.
Cool.
The scare factor is very low. I think there was like only a couple jump scares.
Mm.
But the story itself is definitely creepy. And the score, that's to me, that was the highlight.
Who did it? Do you know?
I don't actually. Look it up for me, brother.
Was it Crusteezy?
It was Crusteezy's, the composer.
Dude, the mic just made the worst sound.
Crusteezy?
No, stop.
Crust.
Yeah.
But yeah, it very much put you in the uncomfortable nature that is the Catholic Church.
Mm.
Lots of like religious hymns. But
why'd you say it so aggressive?
The Catholic Church. Because it really like it like chills your bones. It makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, because it's so like unsettling and loud and swells a lot when it needs to. And it really just encapsulated the whole spooky experience. So I found it to be really, really well done in this movie.
Yeah, I don't know this guy, Mark Corvin.
Hey, good job, buddy. I liked it. Brett's listening to it.
Michael
live.
Corvin.
Michael, I know. That's what's the name that is very similar to that? Michael Corbin?
Corvin. Yeah.
Yeah.
From, you know what that's from?
Underworld, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but is that, what's his name? Corbin?
Corven.
Oh, Corven.
Yeah.
So close.
Oh, he did The Witch.
Oh.
First Omen, The Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah. This man knows how to make scary music.
I haven't seen The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse is quite the ride.
I've heard that. Night Swim, The Peripheral. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Oh, he did Black Phone. Wow. Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Ooh. I don't remember a single track from that.
Oh, No One Gets Out Alive. That movie's great.
Dang.
Wow. Them? This dude has... He's like a guy.
Yeah, so you know who he is.
This is like a guy.
Yeah,
dude.
The Vavitch.
I mean, to be fair, I don't ever listen to any of these scores, but no. I have seen many of these movies.
Yeah.
And I really liked them.
You probably enjoyed the score without even knowing it.
I definitely did.
Yeah. So the first Omen, Keeper.
Yeah.
Omen original, Keeper.
Yeah.
Omen 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a trilogy, they're all good back to back.
Okay.
Because they are just continuing the story.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you do kind of get to that point where, like, okay, now they're just trying to cash in on the popularity. But they do tell a relatively succinct story.
Okay.
It doesn't do anything that, like, blows me away. The first one was definitely the most impressive, but it definitely had its slow points.
Sure.
Where 2 and 3, I think the story moved at a much brisker pace, which made it a little more enjoyable to watch throughout. Because they're both, or they're all around 2 hours.
Okay.
I was give or take.
Damn, that's long.
there's a lot. But yeah, there's some good scares. There's some good gore. Yeah, I would say they're all keepers. I'm going to give Omen 1 through 3 and the first Omen keepers.
It's a quadrilogy now.
Quadrilogy. There is a fourth movie, but I didn't want to watch it.
Why?
It looked like it was really bad.
What's it called?
Omen 4, The Awakening.
That sounds familiar. Did you ever see the remake?
I did not. I do want to see that and compare it to the original and see how much it holds up.
You know how we were talking about Blumhouse doing a bunch of...
Yes. Remakes?
Remakes, yeah. I think the next one that was announced is Scary Movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Isn't it? Let me make sure I'm not lying, but I'm pretty positive.
I did see that was being remade or a new iteration or whatever, but I didn't know that was a Blumhouse.
Blumhouse, the best Blumhouse. Oh, maybe I'm an idiot.
That's okay, Brett.
Is it, though?
That's okay. We're all stupid at times.
Yeah, that's true. I just saw a thing about it, and I was like, oh, this is one of... What a Scary Movie remake. Dude, I just saw... Whatever, maybe that's happening, maybe it's not.
I heard there was a new Evil Dead on the way.
Did you?
With both of the girls from the first one and Evil Dead Rise coming back.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know too much about it. I just read it the other day. But
I would like to know more, please.
Mm-hmm. I don't know enough. It could very well have been a rumor. They also announced who's doing the voice for Shadow.
Oh, yeah,
in Sonic 3.
Yeah, they did.
Keanu Reeves is the voice, and... I'm in a Chris Pratt kind of mindset of it, where I'm open, but I'm nervous it's going to just sound like Keanu Reeves.
Chris Pratt's Mario.
Mario,
how did you ultimately feel about that?
I thought it was fine. I heard it a little bit when the movie first started. Well, no, they trick you. They do the, like, Mario voices.
Yeah, over-the-top Mario voice, yeah.
And I think that kind of sets you in. And then you hear him for a little bit. But, yeah, ultimately, I just heard Mario by the end of the movie. So,
yeah. I mean... I really liked Idris Elba as Knuckles.
Yep, I don't think I thought of Idris Elba at all while listening to Knuckles.
But, it is definitely him.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like it might be a similar thing, and I can picture him as Shadow. Shadow's like the stoic, you know, like I think...
I think he's got the voice for it.
Yeah, it's... and how funny is it, dude, to think of the Sonic movies as having Jim Carrey... Idris Elba, Keanu Reeves, like that's an insane lineup for Sonic the Hedgehog movies.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. It made me want to watch the other two.
Yeah.
Because I haven't watched them for a while. Did Knuckles ever come out?
Next week, April 26th.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know when Sonic 3 comes out?
December.
Oh, it's this year.
Christmas movie.
Wow.
I don't know if it comes out on Christmas, but.
Yeah. This is an interesting time for me because we've just gotten an announcement that... It looks like, officially, actually, an R-rated Ninja Turtles movie, live action, based on The Last Ronin, is happening.
What is it about that series that, like, is so attractive to everybody? Like,
My guess is, because of what the story is, it was able to bring the sort of initial vision of action and violence back to the forefront of Turtles. Mm-hmm. And it sold so well... And produced so much merch and all this stuff that it became viable for, like, studios to look at making movies and stuff. That's just my guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Because there was supposed to be a show.
Yep.
And I don't know if that got canned because they're doing the movie now.
Right.
Or if they're doing both. But there's also the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
And the sequel comic.
Yeah.
And the prequel-ish comic.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how much it exploded into, like... shrapnel of different mediums. And Turtles is always popular.
It is, but it's usually I think it's usually targeting the younger demographic.
Right.
So we got Rise, we got Mutant Mayhem, mm-hmm. and I think maybe they're like, okay, this could be our property that targets all the older fans. I could not be more curious about what the live action Turtles are going to be. That's my main concern, if I could call it that, but very curious, especially because the world that The Last Ronin takes place in is very sci-fi.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what the world's going to look like. Like, it almost needs to look like Judge Dredd, but with like...
Yeah, it would have to be like almost like Blade Runner. Like,
yeah, where, yeah. That's mm-hmm. that's a better comparison, yeah.
Where it needs to be like cyberpunky, but also like gritty and gross
right.
and disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a little sad because The Last Ronin is a story about the final Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
And so to have an R-rated Ninja Turtle movie only have one... Turtle potentially mm-hmm. the others in a certain way, but
yeah,
I just wish like if we did get an R-rated Turtle movie, I would love for it to be like just a like a normal story too, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if this goes well, mm-hmm. if they're like, oh, this can actually, you know, stand on its own in a theater and mm-hmm. bring out an audience, maybe they'll do more, mm-hmm. you know.
But I don't mind. I mean, even just to get one at all,
yeah.
just to exist, it is the perfect story for it.
Yeah, it's nothing but an announcement right now, but I'm definitely curious to see if we get the game, if we get the movie and they do well. Our last live action iteration wasn't the greatest.
Right.
So I'm definitely, this sounds like it's going to be the opposite side of the spectrum of that, where that was like a playful, like wacky blockbustery movie. This mm-hmm. sounds more like what people have been asking for a very long time.
Yeah.
So if it actually is what we want it to be, I got so many texts with the
oh, I bet.
The article, and I'm like,
I was going to text it to you, but I was like, I bet 100 people texted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a bunch of people did, but I was like, this actually looks legit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see about that. And the other thing is Happy Gilmore 2 is officially in the works.
Which is what?
Adam Sandler working with Netflix. Uh-huh. And I've had a couple friends express disinterest in it, which I get,
yeah,
because it's like there's no way it can touch the original. It's hard when you have something that's like a cult classic, iconic like that. I don't even know if it's a cult classic, just a classic.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that's like, he's not gonna do wrong by that. I have this trust in Adam Sandler.
That's good.
But this is the first time he's taken on one of his, like, there's no sequel to The Wedding Singer, Billy nope. Madison, The Waterboy, trying to think of what else was
Big
like
Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy. That was yeah, another big one. Mr. Deeds
really.
Was a big one.
Yeah.
Bulletproof was a little bit of a smaller one, but that's one that I rewatched a million times. But this is the first time we're seeing a sequel to one of his like sincere classics.
Yeah.
So I'm just very curious. I think it should be him becoming a hockey player.
That's funny.
Because that's what the whole first one is about, him. You need to watch Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
You still haven't seen it, right?
Not
enough to know why that would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's okay. I appreciate. He's trying to be a golf guy in the first one.
No, he's trying to be a hockey player.
Oh.
But he stumbles into being an incredible golfer.
Gotcha.
It's kind of similar to Waterboy.
Okay.
It's a similar trajectory there. But he wants to be a hockey player. That's
yeah.
his whole thing. So I think it should actually be him.
Being a hockey player.
But I don't know. We'll see. But those are two of like my favorite things ever. Turtles
yep.
and Happy Gilmore. We'll see what happens.
It's a good week for you, bro.
Yeah, good week. Mm-hmm. Good week, I guess.
Good week.
Except I got us canceled, dude.
It's up to you if you want to leave it in. What do we have for time?
Pancakes.
You want to go into food?
Oh, I'm just saying pancakes. Because
I could go into video games, but... We don't really. I'll be honest with you guys. I've been playing games, but I haven't been beating much.
Yeah, I haven't done a whole lot either. Oh,
what is it?
Look at that well lit spider descending from your ceiling.
I don't think you can see it on camera.
Oh,
that's a big spider. Nothing's worse than when I'm over there like streaming. Spiders always come down right in my face.
No,
right in front of me. It's happened 4 times.
You should film it with your phone right now. Look how well lit it is. If we turn, can you even see it? Bro.
I lost it. Oh.
Dude, it's been a while since we had a feature on the podcast.
I know. A friend. Yo, why is it so out of focus?
I don't know, dude. Oh.
It's trying to focus. Oh.
It's not that important, I guess.
Well, this could be for something.
Okay.
Why is this the blurriest video ever?
I don't know.
It's just my chair.
It's so close to you now. Oh, dude's going to get on you.
Touch me.
Touch it, I dare you. Oh my gosh. Don't put it on. Don't. Do not put it on me, dude. Not cool.
Holy moly, little spider.
Stop. Stop.
Be free.
I'll throw up on you. You just dropped it on the floor?
Yeah, I can watch him.
That's gnarly. No, you can't. Yeah. He matches your carpet.
I see him, though.
For how long?
I lost him.
He's gone now.
I lost him. But yeah, as far as games, I've been kind of, I wouldn't say in a rut, but I've been playing like only original Xbox games.
Weird.
And it's not bad to talk about them, but I just like, I don't know. I don't got much to say.
Dude, eating before this was such a bad.
Brett's going to fall asleep.
I seriously feel so beat.
Oh, it's okay. You know what helps? Sonic music.
I just feel more tired now.
Yeah, well, we ate a ton of food.
I found the funniest playlist of Sonic songs. It's like unreleased weird Sonic songs.
Is that what you're at?
That's
now?
What I've been putting out. Yeah, because I think I've used every game soundtrack. We've been doing it for so long now.
Dude,
but
there's so many.
Yeah, some of them are like demos, like songs before they came out. So some of them are like sped up versions.
Oh,
like
okay.
They weren't slowed down. They didn't find the right tempo yet for levels and like bunch
that's
of
really
weird.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird. So anyways, that's that. I don't know. I guess we can call it for now.
Okay. It's okay, Brett. It's okay.
I have a story about terrible food, but we'll do it next week.
Okay. I'm down for that.
All right. Tim's down for that. Listen. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. I didn't even tell everyone where they can find us earlier.
Now you can.
You found us here, so that's cool.
Yeah.
All the stuff's in the description. Mm-hmm. You can find us at the Keep Up Podcast on all platforms. That's TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. You can get yourself some extra bonusy bonuses at patreon.com/thekeepup. That is, depending on what tier you're at, you can call us and leave a voicemail. It can be a review. It can be a request. You can just say hi, and we'll play it here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You can get two bonus videos a month. Usually food related, and you can get an extra podcast every month called The Keep Up in Cricket City. It's very fun. The last couple have been really great, in my humble opinion. Tim, tell everybody where they can find you.
You guys can find me at Collection Revolution on TikTok, on Twitch, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Threads, on wherever you can find people. That's probably where I'll be.
Yeah.
And Brett,
what?
Where can everyone find you?
You can find me at This Drink I Like It on Instagram. That's my personal page, and but there's a link tree there. My mouth is so dry. Has your mouth been like really? I know you have water, but like, whatever.
I feel good, man.
There's a link tree there with all my other work. Tim's gonna do what's called Mbabble, where he talks nonsense for like a minute and a half. I think that's it. Is that all the stuff? Yeah, that's pretty much all the stuff.
We're a little food drunk, so
yeah.
Who knows what we missed?
Sincere apologies if I've offended anyone. And this has been episode number 284, right? I think. Tim, your theme is socks on a cucumber.
All right.
Okay, love you. Bye.
The littlest of cucumbers grow slower than the rest. His mother and father said, "Little cucumbie, please grow. If we grow too far without you, you shall be left behind for the rabbits. And when the rabbits get your flesh, they won't stop gnawing." And the littlest cucumber said, "Not the rabbits." And he tried and he tried day and night to grow bigger and wider and stronger. And day by day, he grew a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And then the Holy Mother descended upon the garden to give our little friend Cucumber a nice warm sock. Because everyone knows cucumbers need warmth to grow. And so covering this cucumber in a sock caused it to grow bigger than its mother, bigger than its papa, bigger than any cucumber before it. And it grew so big that it landed in the rabbit's farm and got eaten to death. And so I'll leave you with this. Cucumbers, they're fine. You can eat them. You can break them. and feed them to your rabbits. Just remember, if you cover them in a sock, they might grow too big. Thank you. Brett,
yo,
didn't start
check.
The freaking podcast.
I did it.
So when I said the words before this, Brett had to go outside.
What
and
is that tune?
Go to poop. Hey, Macarena.
That was the Macarena melody?
Yes. It's going to be one of those type of podcasts today.
Please deliver me from whence das pancakens hath entered mine stomach. Sounds pretty good, I think.
I think it's good.
Shoot, I'll have to reach for the button again.
Reach for the sky.
There's a snake in my boot.
Or a pancake in our butts.
Oh, what? Tim the Toolman Taylor.
That's a lot of T's. How about Taco Tuesday, the Tim the Taylor Tim?
Nah.